USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The director of the Centers for Disease Control has given the go-ahead to begin vaccinations against coronavirus. Robert Redfield signed off on the recommendations from the CDC's advisory committee Sunday, meaning shots could be administered as early as Monday. The FDA commissioner says he hopes vaccine deliveries will be on time to hit that mark. Dr. Stephen Hahn tells CNN that hospitals are ready to vaccinate their workers.
Well, my hope, again, is that this happens very expeditiously, hopefully tomorrow. We've seen the vaccines go out. We've seen the press reports of hospitals waiting to vaccinate healthcare workers and those most vulnerable, according to the recommendations of the ACIP and the CDC. So it would be my greatest hope and desire that that occur tomorrow.
Vaccines began to leave the Pfizer facility in Michigan on Sunday morning, bound for hundreds of vaccination sites across the country. This is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio. Did you know this station, this network, is looking for their next rockstar broadcaster? That's right, we are. And it could be you. It could be you interviewing the guests, talking to the newsmakers right in the middle of everything. Have you ever dreamed of being a rockstar show host? Now could be your chance. Together with this station, we'll help you with everything you need. The studios, the equipment, your own producer, a co-host if you'd like, and so much more. Broadcasting is changing. There's never been a need for fresh voices and unique opinions like there is right now. You can do this. Our professional team will guide you every step of the way. Sound effects, show content, building your social network media, and everything you need to be the next rockstar broadcaster. Get all the details. Email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. To get started with your own show, email Bill at rockstar.today. That's Bill at rockstar.today. Don't wait. You could be the next voice for America. Email Bill at rockstar.today.
President Trump has increased his criticism of Attorney General William Barr since news last week that the Department of Justice has been investigating President-elect Joe Biden's son, Hunter. Barr reportedly knew of the investigation in the spring, but kept that information private. The president tweeting Saturday asking why Barr didn't interject when Biden said during a presidential debate that there was no investigation. On Sunday, he told Fox News that even Robert Mueller stood up when false information was put out, but Barr did not.
Joe Biden lied on the debate stage. He said there's nothing happening, and Bill Barr should have stepped up. I'll tell you what, say what you want about Robert Mueller. When BuzzFeed put out a phony article, I think it was BuzzFeed, but BuzzFeed put out a phony article, Bob Mueller stepped out and he said that article was a phony, and then there was ultimately proven no collusion. No, after 2 years, no collusion. But Bob Mueller stood up and he interjected that this article was false. Bill Barr should have done the same thing.
This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Protests on both coasts turned violent over the weekend. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Violent clashes erupted in Washington, D.C. and Washington State Saturday as supporters of President Trump rallied Saturday with their mantra, Stop the Steal, referring to the 2020 presidential election. In Olympia, Washington, police arrested two suspects and declared a riot after one person was shot during a face-off between Trump's supporters and counter-protesters. The Metropolitan Police Department in D.C. arrested at least 26 people. The Supreme Court declined to hear a lawsuit brought on by a quarter of American states, as well as over 100 congressional leaders on Friday. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
Early action in the NFL Sunday saw the Kansas City Chiefs overcome a disastrous first quarter to beat the Miami Dolphins 33-27. Patrick Mahomes was picked off three times, his first multiple interception game in 2 years, and was sacked for a 30-yard loss, the longest in the last five seasons. Mitch Trubisky's three touchdown passes paced the Chicago Bears to a 34-7 win over the Houston Texans. Derrick Henry ran for 215 yards and two touchdowns in the Tennessee Titans' 31-10 win over the Jacksonville Jaguars. The Dallas Cowboys dominated the Cincinnati Bengals 30-7. Drew Locke threw for four touchdowns in the Denver Broncos' 32-27 win over the Carolina Panthers. Tampa Bay defeated Minnesota 26-14, and the Arizona Cardinals beat the New York Giants 26-7. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.